Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and today is a day of rejoicing. Today is a day of completion. Today is a day of redemption. Jesus died on the cross for you and me, and this is a day to rejoice. This is the day to be reverenced in his name, because we are the children that love him, but he loves us more. We are going to continue. When I say we, me and my guest host, Minister Harold Copeland, we are excited today to continue in this wonderful teaching series under the umbrella of discipleship. And he has been bringing some rich nuggets to this series for us all week. And we pray that you have enjoyed it as well as received it as well as shared it. And this is what Mission from the Heart does. We expose the word, we expound on the word, and we extend the gospel of Jesus Christ that someone may know him in the pardoning of their sin. So we are going to go right into our teaching series under the umbrella of discipleship. Now, this is part 8, and I hope that you come ready, willing, and able as Minister Harold Copeland continues to feed us the richness of his word in this teaching series under the umbrella of discipleship. Minister Copeland?
Amen. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hello again, everybody. God bless you. As you know, I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, yes, you got it. We are in studio together again. And we always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio broadcast. We want you to know that it's always an honor and privilege to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know we love you. We appreciate you. We thank God for your life. But most importantly, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And every time, I mean every time, you open your heart and receive the word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit that will take you, yes, you, to your divine destiny. And you too shall stand and fulfill plan and call for your life. As was said earlier, we are still on the series under the umbrella of discipleship. And we are under a topic called the atonement. Atonement meaning, we use the definition of that word by the spelling of that word. The first letter is A-T. The next three is O-N-E at one. And M-E-N-T, M-E-N-T, the last four letters, meaning with, at one with. Praise God. We say, at one with God again. The atonement, the very place that we came at one with God again. And out of that top of the atonement, we took a Greek word called sozo. S-O-Z-O, sozo. And sozo is the Greek word for, we'll say, salvation. And we are going to use this Greek word to take us to the cross and pull from the atonement and reveal more of the benefits that God has already provided for us. So get ready, get ready, get ready. And we're going to start out like we always with our launch pad scripture, which comes out of the book of Matthew, chapter 18. And we start at verse 16 through 20.
Matthew 28.
Matthew 28. Thank you very much.
Matthew 28:16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age."
Amen. Now, we also would like to read two supporting scriptures that we've been reading under this topic. And the first one comes from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. And that Old Testament scripture comes out of the book of Psalms, chapter 103, starting at verse 1 through verse 3.
Psalms 103, verse 1. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion?
Amen. Our New Testament scripture will come out of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24.
1 Peter 2, verse 24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed.
Amen. Now we're going to go ahead and dive right into the tea. Before I get started, I would like to just make sure that everyone have a pen and a notebook, a tablet, or a sheet of paper. the direction the Spirit has commanded me to go, I may have to lay out some scriptural foundation so that to support the truth that's coming forth out of me. Amen. These are truths from the Word of God, supported by the Word of God. And it's not to bog you down with scripture, but so you can see the genuineness and the fullness and the truth of the revelation that God is releasing on the broadcast. And this revelation, true revelation, that could be a foundation that you can stand on against the lies of the enemy and even the deception of religion and things that are founded upon the belief of man. So get your pencils and get your pad, and we want to clarify these truths concerning the Word of God. And we want to start out by reading out of the book of James, chapter 5, verse 15. And everybody write that down. Everybody write that down. James, write that scripture down. Chapter 5, verse 15.
And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven.
Amen. Now, this is a classic example of God's power working in us, manifesting in the lives as healing and forgiveness of sin. James say, and the prayer of faith shall save. We stop at save because that's sozo. And the prayer of faith shall sozo the sick. And the Lord shall raise. Now when the Lord raised that sick up, that sick is sozo. So raise him up is sozo. The Lord shall sozo the sick, and he shall sozo the sick by raising the sick up. And if he, the sick, has committed sin, they shall be forgiven him. And forgiving him is also sozo. Now, the Spirit of God commanded me that when I teach this, that do not leave the person of the Lord, the person of Jesus, the person of Holy Spirit, or even God. Just don't leave his presence in the scripture. Because he said that the scripture is there to reveal and show us the ability of the God that is in us. Amen. And we have to make it be known through the Word of God that the same God, the same Jesus, the same Holy Spirit, the same power that the scriptures are speaking of is the same God, the same Jesus, the same Holy Spirit, the same power that dwelleth in us. So when the scripture reveals his presence, the Spirit of God wants us to be aware that that same presence lives and dwells on the inside of us. And that's us that are born again. But if you're not born again, you be of good cheer because you are in the right place. Mission from the Heart Radio always give an opportunity and open the doors and take everyone to the cross that whoever have not received and are willing and ready to receive this Jesus, that we give you the opportunity to invite him into your heart. So if you're not, have not received the Lord, when we go to the scripture, And we reveal this God, and we reveal our Jesus, and we reveal this precious Holy Spirit, and we reveal this great power that's greater than all power. I just want you to say that. Before this broadcast is over, I will have that God, that power, that Jesus, that Holy Spirit living on the inside of my heart. And us that have God, that are saved, when we see him in the scripture, let's just confirm that's the God in me. That's the Jesus that lives in me. That's the precious Holy Spirit that brought and manifested the love of God in my heart. Amen. That's the same power that's living on the inside of me. The scripture just is knowledge of what God has already manifested, imparted on the inside of us. And we just want to come into agreement so we can let the enemy know that we know who we are in Christ Jesus. And we know that greater is he that is in us than is he that is in the world. Amen. And I'm going to have to clarify that with some scripture. So get your pen ready. Amen. I'm going to clarify the truth and let it stand all by itself. Let's go to Colossians, the book of Colossians, chapter 1. Verse 27. Write that down, disciples. Write that down. That's the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 27.
And it reads this way. To them God will make known that are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
That scripture, say the Christ in you. Not the Christ on the cross or the Christ in the tomb or the, even as beautiful as it is, the Christ seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen. We know he's there and we're seated with him, but he's also living in us. Receive it. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1. We go Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 18 through 20. Write that down, disciples. Write that scripture down. That's Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 through 20.
The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places?
Amen. Clarify by the scripture. That scripture just said that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling in us. Receive it. The first scripture told us that the Christ in us is our hope of glory. Not the Christ on the scripture. The scripture just reveals us the ability and the character of the Christ that is in us, working in us and through us. With no help from us, but we have to make ourselves available, and that's what we're doing now. We're making ourselves available, and we have to have faith. Amen. And by faith, receive the Christ in you. By faith, receive the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, working in you. Glory to God. And we want another emphasis where Jesus, he encountered the scribes and the Pharisees, and he released that power. Amen. And we want to look at that. We want to look at that emphasis and the book of Luke. We want to go to the book of Luke, chapter 6. The book of Luke, chapter 6. And we will read the verses 8 through 11. Write that down, disciples. Write that scripture down, Luke chapter 6. We're going to read verses 8 through 11. Write that scripture down.
But he knew their thoughts and said to the man who had the withered hand, arise and stand here. And he arose and stood. Then Jesus said to them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy? And when he had looked around, at them all, he said to the man, stretch out your hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored as whole as the other. But they were filled with rage and discussed with one another what they might do to Jesus.
Amen. So Jesus asks, I just call them the religious leaders and put them all under one category. But in obedience, the nudging of the Spirit, this Jesus that's asking this question, he's the same Jesus that's living in you right now. And he is the same Jesus that those are going to receive when the Spirit of God takes us to the cross. And my command was to make sure the disciples do not leave me on the page. That's what Jesus said. God said, don't let them leave me in the scriptures. Holy Spirit says, don't let them think that the power is just in the scriptures. Let them know that they got the power. Somebody say, I got the power. I'm going to say it. I got the power. And I say it for you. You got the power. We thank God for the scriptures. Amen. And there is nothing more powerful than the word of God. So just don't stop there. Amen. The scripture was made through the power of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because the word is spirit and life. The scriptures are made for us to hide it in our hearts, that the word comes alive and become a living word on the inside of us. And we become one with that word, and that word becomes one with us. We begin to abide in that word, and that word abide in the inside of us, and Jesus abide in us, and we abide one with Jesus. And Jesus said we have the power to ask what we will, and that's how we get the will of God in us, by putting the word of God in us and allow come alive. So this Jesus that's talking, we can't leave him on the scripture. We thank God for the scripture, but he's in you and he's in me, and he's going to be in my brothers and sisters when we go to the cross. When you say, is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil? And he makes them ponder. To save, and we know what save means, sozo. to save sozo, to sozo life, or to destroy it. And we all know the story. They didn't answer Jesus. And Jesus turned to that man and sozo, he sozoed the man with the withered right hand. And again, we see that power, that healing power of God, along with the forgiveness power. And that same Jesus, and I heavily emphasize that through the urging of the Spirit, is in you. But the power that he operated under is also in you and in me. And that forgiveness is in you and me. And most importantly, somebody said most importantly, his love, agape, unconditional love, is inside of us with an overflow. Somebody say overflow. Amen. Now, what I want to clarify, I want to clarify the word becoming a living word on the inside of us. And we actually, once the scriptures get in our hearts and the more we put it in our hearts, we actually become a book. We actually become a book of the Bible. Let me clarify that before we go on. We're going to look at 2 Corinthians. Chapter 3 and verse 2. Please write that down, disciples. I'll say it again. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 2. Write that scripture.
You are our epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men.
Look at that. Just like we read the Bible, when the word get in our hearts, people begin to read us. Man begin to read us. Paul calls it, he said, a walking epistle. Amen. A walking epistle seen and read by men daily. Every time we get up, we're walking Bible. And people are reading us. They're looking at the Jesus that's on the inside of us. We're probably the only God that somebody going to see. And I'm not saying we're God, but God does live on the inside of us. And we have the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. And it's just unimaginable what the power of the Spirit of God can do in us. Let's clarify that last statement by going to the book of Ephesians. Chapter number 3 verse 20. Yes, disciples, write that scripture down. That's Ephesians chapter number 3 verse 20.
Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us.
Yes. And let's just know in our knower. And if you've been listening to me for a season, you know that the knower is the heart. So let's know in our knower that we have the power of God working in us. And And this power is beyond our imagination. It's working and doing something. But this word says exceeding, and say abundantly, above all that we can ask or think. God know the plan. God know our purpose. And he know what he will for us to do. That he want to do in us and through us. Exceeding abundantly above all. On the count of three, I want everybody to say, exceeding abundantly above all. Ready? One, two, three. Exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, in me, in you, in my brothers and sisters. God is going to take to the cross and allow them to open their heart to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. And I sense the nudging of the Holy Spirit. I sense the salvation call. I sense the anticipation of the angels. For you know they rejoice when one come into the kingdom of God. And they are so excited because the Holy Spirit has been released to nudge the hearts of the people. Amen. And the word of God tells us, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Because the pull to the cross, being taken to the cross by the word of God and the spirit of God, blame brings glory to the heart of God the Father. In other words, God the Father sits on the throne and he smiles when a people come out of darkness into the marvelous light. And when the angels see God the Father smiles, they begin to rejoice. It's time to rejoice. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to drop, and I'm going to pray. And just turn this over to my colleague, Minister Smith, because she's been anointed to take us to the cross. Minister Smith, take us to the cross.
Hallelujah. This is a time for us to get serious with God, to come to him in reverence and in the love for him as best as you know how. We do not take this time or this opportunity lightly. This is a life-changing event in our lives when we stop, drop, and pray one with another for someone who may be listening to this broadcast, because it would be unacceptable for us to assume that every listener to this broadcast is a believer in Christ Jesus. This broadcast reaches people from across the world, and we want to give every opportunity that we have to extend the word of God to others, and I mean capital W-O-R-D. Jesus is the word. And so we come right now, and bow down to God in reverence and in awe of who he is. And we ask that we want to be saved. Now, for those of you who are brothers and sisters in Christ, Brother Harold and I ask you to partner with us in prayer. that you may lift up that person that you've been praying for days or months or even years. Lift them up right now that they would come to know Jesus Christ. Now, don't underestimate the power of God. You may have been praying for this individual for years or days or whatever the case may be, but this day is like no other. We continue fervently, effectually pray for those that we intercede for. And for those of you who are listening to the broadcast today, we encourage you to give your heart to Jesus right now. Don't let another day pass without you accepting a free gift of salvation, Jesus, for yourself, that you would enter into the ark of salvation. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Now, it's my words, but it's your heart, and God knows your heart. Don't come to him half-hearted. Come to him wholeheartedly, sincerely, and reverently, the best you know how. So let's pray. Lord God, here I am. Lord, I need a Savior today. I need you every day of my life. And I'm here making my petitions, my prayer known to you. Lord, I've said some things today that I know I should not have said. Lord, I've even imagined things that were not godly in my thoughts, and I surrender them to you. Lord, even my actions today did not reflect godliness. My attitude was wrong today. I acted in an improper way today. Lord, I even cursed someone out today. Please forgive me. I need you every hour of my life. I believe that you are my Savior. And no one can redeem me but Jesus. And I believe by faith what he did on the cross for me. Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord, needing you to come into my heart, that you would rule inside of me, that I will grow. I love you so much, Lord. I have nothing, but I come offering myself to you. Lord, thank you. Forgive me. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. My brother, my sister, I know that Jesus will do some mighty things in your life as you have accepted and received him as your free gift. He loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son. And we know that because he allows his grace and his mercy to be upon us every day we wake up, and with every inhale and every exhale that we take. So I encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church, that you would be baptized by the submersion of water. And when you get up, hallelujah, praise the Lord, the angels rejoice that you are now one with Christ, that you let the world know that you are a Christ follower. Tell somebody about your testimony and how you came in to understand and want and know who Jesus is. Let them know that you are saved. Rejoice about it. And seek out a small group Bible study, a Sunday school class that you can continue to grow and go in grace. The Lord will use you mightily to bring others into the ark of salvation. Hallelujah. And we are excited for you because you have made a decision that will be like no other. So we give glory to God, Brother Harold and I and other brothers and sisters in Christ. We're praying for you. And be encouraged that you have done the right thing for your life. God bless you, and Brother Harold will continue.
Amen. And I agree. Congratulations, my brother and sisters. Welcome to the family of God. And now you have a new talk. You have a new walk. You have a new look. There's a new you. And now you can say, the same Jesus that's in the scriptures lives on the inside of me. The God who created the heavens and created the earth, he lives in me. The precious Holy Spirit that hovered over the waters at the beginning of creation, he lives in me. And the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, that power is working in you now, doing exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think according to that power. And congratulations. And again, I say welcome. And the Spirit of God just gave me this mandate just to make sure that when we're in discipleship, that we do not leave him on the pages of the scriptures. And the way he revealed it to me was, he said, his presence is a benefit. Amen. So if we leave him, Holy Spirit, on the pages of the scriptures and not allow him to take that room in our heart that is so occupied during salvation, we forget. And you remember what Psalms 103 say, forget not. Amen. These are the greater benefits. Jesus living in you. You know that scripture we wear, the Christ in me, the hope of glory. That's a benefit. Christ living in God, the creator of the universe, by the Spirit of God, we now can call him Abba Father. And the translation of Abba Father is, I got a father, I got a father, I got a father. And we could even break it down and say, he's my daddy, he's my daddy. He's my daddy. Why? Because we're in the family of God. Amen. Jesus became the first brothers of many brethren. Amen. But we are those many brethren and sisters. The benefit, forget not all his benefit. He gave me a mandate, the Spirit of God mandate. Don't just read the scriptures and leave me in the scriptures, knowing that I have been imparted in you by the power of the Holy Spirit. My love is imparted in your heart by the Holy Spirit. Our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. And he does great things, wonderful things, marvelous things on the inside of us. Thank you, Lord. Welcome to the family, my brothers and sisters. Let's go to the book of Matthew. The book of Matthew. And we want to go to chapter 9 and read verse 22. Disciples, write that scripture down, please. Matthew, chapter 9, verse 22. Write it down.
But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, Go of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour.
Amen. But Jesus, amen, a mandate for you not to forget, for me not to forget. And we thank God for Jesus being in the scripture, but they're also talking about the Jesus that is living in us. And we just don't acknowledge him, you know, maybe in the morning we acknowledge and be aware that he's in us. And maybe sometime in the noon we'll stop by and remind ourselves. And during the going down of the sun, we may remind ourselves that Jesus is living in us. But this is ongoing. And we must be conscious of his presence in us throughout the day. Amen. We must be aware, for he is the one that lead us and guide us in every area of our lives. So when I read this and interpret this by the power of the Holy Spirit and I come to the name of Jesus, I'm not going to let us forget that he's just not in the scriptures or he's just not in the teaching, but he's living on the inside of us. So this Jesus, the same Jesus that lives on the inside of us, the Bible says he turned about, maybe he turned around, he turned, something happened. You know, something happened to us and it kind of startled us, and it didn't happen in front of us, but it happened behind us, and we turn around, you know, turn around quickly. And then he saw her. He saw her, and her is the woman. She had an issue. Amen. She had an issue. He saw the woman who had an issue. Amen. And the Jesus in us see us today, and he see our issues. Amen. In the same way he deal with this woman's issue, it's the same way he's dealing with our issue, even today. And he said to her, Jesus, the one in me, the one in you, the only one, amen, daughter, amen. And Jesus is saying to us today, son, daughter, be of good comfort. Yes. Thy faith has made thee whole. And we know what thee whole means. You got it. Sozo. That faith has sozo you. And I tell you what, even while we're on the broadcast, the presence of God that's in the scripture, but the presence of God I sensed on the broadcast, and the presence of God that I know that is in me and in you, that presence of God, it's making us whole at this very moment. That presence of God is sozoing us from the inside out. All of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, and even that in the physical body. For Thessalonians tells us that, I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless. And that's by the power of the Spirit of the Lord. As the, he moves through and through us, we know he's imparted in our spirit man. But when our faith rises, He goes into the soul. We're three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. But when faith rises, not only do he dwell in our spirit, but now he begins to dwell in our souls. Because we put our minds on him and take our minds off our circumstances and situation. Amen. And we put our minds on him because he's greater than the circumstances. He's greater than the situation. And he has already ordained us, just like this woman who had her issue. He already ordained us to get victory over our issues. Amen. Not by man's power, not by man's might, but God said, by my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah. And the same spirit of God that took care of this lady's issues, and he's moving in us and through us and all around us, and he's taking care of our issues too. Why? Because that same power that was released out of him when that lady touched him is the same power that is released in us when we touched him through salvation. The same power. Working daily. And I'm on a mandate that we be conscious of that that's in us. Because the Christian life walk is from the inside to the outside. Amen. A fleshly, unsaved, carnal walk is from the outside to the inside. Meaning, a Christian is more conscious of the inside because God is in us. And we are God conscious. Our life have changed. And we are conscious, more conscious of the God that's in us than our surroundings. But people that are unconnected are more conscious of what's outside of them because nothing has taken place in them yet on the inside of them because they haven't believed and they haven't received. So by faith, she touched Jesus' garment, and she was sozo, made whole. And even now, I sense faith over the broadcast. And the faith that comes out of your heart and my heart is touching. We are touching Jesus. Amen. Being conscious of his presence on the inside of us, greater than our surroundings, we are touching him. Amen. And we are being connected to the Father. Because one thing about Jesus, he's the door, he's the truth, the life, the way. And no man come to the Father but by him. So our acknowledgement of Jesus being on the inside of us, amen, immediately connects us to the Father. Amen. And we understand that this is a work of God in us and through us. And we understand it's a supernatural work. It's a miracle. And God performed that miracle readily in and through whosoever will let him come. But it has to be done by the Spirit of the living God. Amen. And he's doing it. It's a continuous work. And that's why we have to be conscious, continuously conscious and aware of his presence. And that's why the Spirit of God gave me the mandate to make sure as we go through discipleship that we do not leave Jesus on the pages of the scripture. We do not leave the power of God on the pages of the scripture. We do not leave Abba Father on the pages of the scripture. That sweet, 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 sweet spirit, even him, I sense him now. He's so sweet. That's, well, you know why we sense the aroma in that sweet essence of his presence, because we took him out of the scripture and we agree with the miracle working work of salvation, that a benefit of salvation is the Christ living in me, my hope of glory. If the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwelling in my mortal body, that by the Spirit of the living God we can cry out, Abba Father, that God, we're connected to God. We're seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And as the Spirit moves, that's the place we're operating from right now. It's from the right hand of the throne. That's a benefit, to sit in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And forget all his benefit. And my God, we thank you for your benefit today. We thank you, God, that eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the things that you have for us. It's mind-boggling. Father, we just want to let you know today that we didn't leave Jesus on the scriptures. We are conscious of his presence in our hearts. We didn't leave Holy Spirit on the scriptures. We're conscious of his presence in our heart. We didn't leave your power on the scripture. We know that in us, greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And Father, we didn't leave you in the scripture. We know that you abide in us. And by the power of your Spirit, we cry out, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. We got a Father, we got a Father. We got a Daddy, we got a Daddy. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Amen and amen and amen. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and he's good all the time. And yes, we have a Father that we can put our trust in. We have a Father that we believe in. We have a Father who is sovereign and all sufficient. So this brings us to the end of this teaching series for today under the umbrella of discipleship. And we will continue. We just want to know and make sure that you know that Jesus is your way, he is your life, and there's no way to the Father but by him and him alone. So blessed be the name of the Lord, and we will meet again as we continue with Mission from the Heart Radio. Always remember that the grass wither and the flowers, they fadeth away. But one thing you can do and one thing you can know is that his word in you, his word in scripture, and his word will remain forever and ever and ever. God bless you, my brothers and sisters, and praise the Lord for those who've given their life to Christ today. We bless you, we love you, and we continue to meet again on next week in this wonderful teaching series under the umbrella of discipleship. God bless you, and we will meet again with Mission from the Heart Radio.